now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Grillin' Guys, and happy holidays. Say, that was, if you just tuned in, you just missed a segment with Matt Howell from Allen Bob's. Just one more time, get down there and check out their closing their sporting goods side of the business. The tack and trailer stuff will all be open still, but get down there. There's some great deals, and just say goodbye to a business that's been in West Michigan for decades.
Yes.
But
yes.
Anyway,
and
so
you want to have a Merry Christmas. Get some nice jigs and some bobbers and some fishing line and some rods and reels. 30% off is huge.
Right.
So if you don't know what to get your dad, your brother, your sister, I mean, women fish too. That's actually a sport that's rising a little bit.
Social. Yeah,
it's
especially
rising
on the
bit.
Ice.
And you know, thank goodness we've got somebody like Brian who can provide us with a nice glass of wine to go with that winter fish.
There you
and
go.
And this Pinot Grigio is a wonderful breakfast drink.
So Brian, the harvest season clearly done now. You've got probably all the grapes in tanks or barrels at this point, or are you still processing?
Nope, we're good. Everything's in the building. So we got everything shut down outside. We're busy right now, kind of cleaning things up.
So as a guy who's trying to grow grapes, against your father-in-law's advice, Doug told me
I'm not
don't
sure
do
why
it.
You grow them when you know a guy
well,
who's
that's
a professional.
That's what Doug
at it.
Kept saying. But it's just, you know, because it's just, I'm a farmer, you know, I just want to play with something. I will probably never make wine. I do make grape juice from them, and that's good enough. But, well, grape juice is very good for you. This is just another version of it.
You know, I really like this car I drive, so I just thought I'd build one instead of buy one.
Johnny Cash did that, didn't he?
Yeah. Do you hear any cash? Are there cash cars out there? I guess maybe on used car.
Well, you know what? Just keep cleaning up the dog poop in your backyard and don't try and grow any vines.
That's right. I won't. I know a guy who does it really well. Matter
Thank
of fact,
you.
He's sitting here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It is one of the few professions that people take a legit swing at home.
You know? It's just like brewing beer. I did that a couple of times. It was fun.
Sure.
Until you determined, hey, man, there's a whole bunch of guys that do this for a living.
Yeah.
I think I'll just drink their beer.
I just went and saw Jim Shereen and had some of this wonderful Miracle off 28th Street.
Oh, yeah, that's a good beer.
At Schmoe's. Vintners tell me it takes quite a bit of beer to make wine.
Most of us like our beer, too, for sure. And yeah, I mean, I certainly took my love of wine and turned it into a job. You know, it's not always the best strategy, right? All the romance is gone, but, you know, here we are.
Yep.
Well, but, and I mean, you've got a great father-in-law, and of course, a wonderful wife and kids. So it keeps it. I love the whole family dynamic of Fen Valley. I think that's just so cool. If I had a business like that, to have one of my kids take it over, it's a parent's dream.
Yeah, we have a good team down there in Fenville. You know, it's our 50th year, so we're spending a lot of time kind of thinking about that.
So, Brian, put it in perspective. How many people are on your team?
Yeah, so there's about 65 of us.
Exactly.
You know?
This isn't a craft winery. This is production wine, and thousands of cases, maybe tens of thousands of cases. I don't know. But my point is if you've not been there, this is the real deal. You're not just going down to somebody's
it's
barn.
Not in a strip mall.
Right. No, not at all.
Not saying anything wrong with that, but we like being in the country, you know, and we grow grapes and we do the whole thing. And I think what you're getting at, Bob, is come down and we try to teach you about it. That's a big part of our mission has been to educate the customer on how we do this, because we think, you know, that's part of the allure of wine is that it's local. It was local before local was cool, you know.
Right. Yep. And the facility is amazing. If you take a tour, which you do regular tours, I mean, I think you got to call ahead to make sure that when they're scheduled and stuff, but that's easy. Get online. What is it? FenValley.com.
And here's what they're really good at. Events. Every weekend, you just pick a weekend and go on their website and sign up for something. I mean, it's cheap. You guys, I don't mean it to berate you with it, but I think your pricing is ridiculously low for these events because
and the quality of wine you get.
Oh my
while
gosh,
you're there.
It's just ridiculous.
Well, our goal for events is to get people down, obviously. Yeah. You know, right. Being that we do have to locate in the country to grow grapes, it is a destination. And so,
so you're saying you have ulterior motives.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I mean, it's,
as a radio host who sells advertising, it might be called marketing, right?
Yeah. I just look at if I can break even on the event, it's free marketing, right?
Yeah,
you know, because otherwise you're spending to get people
and
in the
door. And you can't go to one of these events and not buy some wine because you're going to taste so many wines that you're shocked at the quality of. I mean, it's wonderful. So, and I don't care if it's even your basic stuff like the Nouveau. I mean, that's what, $9 a bottle, $10 a bottle.
Yeah.
It's ridiculously good for $10 a bottle.
So enlighten the audience on Nouveau. What is that?
So Nouveau is really meant to, it's a style. It's the first wine of the year.
Right.
It was made famous in the Beaujolais region of France, and we kind of model our approach after theirs. So the wine's very different because it's different grapes, different area, but it's a red wine that's released within weeks of harvest, so it's kind of a neat process, kind of a Chinese fire drill in the cellar, but it works out in the end. It's just a fun way to kickstart the holidays. It's a light, un-oaked, dry red that's going to be real jammy.
Would you call it a Beaujolais?
Well, Beaujolais is a region, so it's different. Yeah, I don't. They use different grape, so it's quite a bit different. But yeah, I mean it's a fun little wine.
And is it a blend or is it just a single grape?
It could be either. For us, we use a grape called Chamberson, which is a French American hybrid that's also a workhorse, and Capriccio, one of our dry reds that's real popular. And so it's jammy, kind of fruit forward, easy to drink, goes well with a lot of your holiday fare. And yeah, that's kind of the last event of the season for us, really. And we did that a few weeks ago. And so we still have it available for sale. And it usually stays around until mid-January. We don't make a lot. It's kind of a seasonal thing, if you will.
So question for you. If somebody bought a few bottles of that and one of them got hidden in the back of their wine cellar, will that age okay? Or is it one you should drink
He's
with?
Asking you for his own closet.
Right.
No,
well,
I've
got a few.
That's a hypothetical question.
Yeah. I've got a few hanging out.
I might have seen one, a couple from last year.
It'll be fine. You know, that is one big difference between the traditional Beaujolais Nouveau and ours, is that ours does age a little bit better. It's just a different grape. That's the
And the Beaujolais coming from France, doesn't that have more of a, it's got some sort of nitrates or nitrites in it or something like that.
That's above my pay grade now, Bob.
Okay.
Because
I tried aging a bottle of
Beaujolais.
I think
that was just a lobbed out guess.
No,
right there.
I tried aging a bottle of Beaujolais and it went bad on me.
Yeah. Well, again, they're not always built for age. Any bottle can have a problem, but I wouldn't necessarily even view ours as one that we're making to age, where we do make some wines that really do benefit from a little time down in your cellar.
That's a great question too, is whites and reds, what should you typically max out your aging if you're trying to age them?
You know, it's all over the board, but generally whites aren't benefiting from age. They
really?
You know, some aren't gonna get worse, and maybe for the first year or two might change in a way that you might think is better, but we're not building them with that in mind at all. Reds are different. You know, they could easily go 10 plus years
really?
And they're gonna get better's in the eye of the beholder, but I mean softer, smoother, more nuanced. You're going to start to get more of those kind of more subtle flavors that might be kind of hidden behind the big fruit up front when it's young.
And if you're trying to do that, they say rotate it?
Rotating is probably not necessary. Just make sure that if it's a real cork, that the cork's going to stay wet. So on its side, upside down is fine.
Okay.
But on its side, it's going to get the whole cork. You don't necessarily have to rotate it.
Really?
So don't want to make this into work, Bob.
Okay.
You're not concerned with sediment in the bottle and that would be, but if it's in there, it's in there, right? Whether you rotate it or not.
Most of your sediment is going to be tartaric acid crystals that are going to form over time, cream of tartar, harmless, and there's really
nothing. So then it goes good with fish? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, people don't like floaty stuff in their wine. That's
right.
I've learned in 50 years.
You know, if you have enough of it, you don't even notice.
Right.
Right.
But old bottles will have some floaty stuff. It's just the way it works.
A little dust on the bottom, and there's a country song like that.
Randy,
or whatever.
I see your glass is empty. What do you want to try?
Well, I want to try that 50-year cab.
No,
well,
you need to try the Chardonnay.
Okay, then we'll have Chardonnay. But that one wasn't open. That's why I said
Now it is.
Now it is. There, yeah. Bob's got
screw
technology.
Caps make it pretty easy.
Yes. Right. You know, and that's another great question for people.
What's that question about?
Screw caps or corks? I like screw caps.
In the interest of keeping it within an hour here, I'd say they're basically the same thing. It's mostly a style decision and a marketing decision.
Some people look down on screw caps.
Sure.
Coming up next, we're going to stick in the vineyard here with Brian, and we're going to talk about some of the releases as well as some gifts you can get. Stick with us. We'll be back.